Thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More and also reviewing. I just got a bunch of reviews. I was reading through those. We did the show about external voices, right? And like, I was like, maybe I should avoid reviews. And then I'm like, hey, you know, I haven't checked them in a while. I checked them. Thank you very much. Fantastic. It's like, I'm actually getting 5-star reviews. I'm asking for it. And now I'm getting it. Wait a second here. This gives me an idea for another show. Coincidentally, I've already got a guest lined up. Yes, the law of attraction. Have you heard of this? I read the book during the break there. And actually, this is when I was sick. I'm like, what do I do? I've got to figure out something. So I was reading The Secret. I think it came out back in like 2006 or something. So why haven't I read this before? That's what I was saying the entire time while I was reading it. I'm like, this is cool. And I got to do a podcast on this. So it's going to be a great show today. I'm going to say that because if I say that, then it just might actually be. And if I believe it. So today we're going to learn more about the law of attraction. And this concept, it's gained a lot of attention in recent years because of that book and just other people like talking about it. I think Oprah's talked about, like, everybody's talking about this as something that is, you know, actually there, that if you do it, it will happen. But what exactly is the law of attraction? How does it work? Is this a scientific thing? Is this a spiritual belief? Is this just simple, like, wishful thinking? What is it? Let's learn what it is today and its potential benefits. And maybe we'll even hear some of its pitfalls today, right? Like, I don't know. There could be something wrong with this too. So I want to get both sides of this. To do so and helping us learn more today on this is my guest, Victoria M. Gallagher. Victoria is a worldwide leader in hypnotherapy, a best-selling author, international speaker, life success coach, a renowned authority on the law of attraction, and even a podcaster. Victoria, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Russ. It's a pleasure to be here. I love that intro and your discussion about manifesting what you want by using the law of attraction, manifesting a good show today. And, right. And you're getting it. You're onto it.
It's going to happen, right? Like, it's going to be a good show. You know, the thing is, I feel like, you know, when I've done that in the past, when I've actually like walked in and because I talked about this, I feel like I'm talking about this a lot this season, but I've been doing improv for like years, right? And when I get into like a show and we're going to actually like, you know, be in front of people, if I feel like it's going to be a good show, it generally is going to be a good show. When I feel tired and I'm down and I'm like, you know, like whatever, like it's a bad show. Like it just doesn't, I don't feel good about it. And I don't know if that's me manifesting it because there's other people that are up there with me, or it's because of my mood. I don't know. So that's why it's like talking about this stuff is like so cool to figure it out, because I think it could potentially bring some good things, like today, bringing the good show.
Absolutely.
I'm believing it.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it a little bit. So first of all, I introduced you as a renowned expert on law of attraction. Let's get into a little bit about you and what you've done, and how did you become an expert in this?
I know. It's so interesting when people introduce me, you know, and I mean, this isn't something that, 25 years ago, I imagined people were going to be introducing me as, but, because, 25 years ago, I was a financial consultant. I used this power of belief, this power of law of attraction, the subconscious mind. I used it, to actually obtain that job, which I thought was going to be the thing I was going to do for the rest of my life. And then I got burnt out on it. And, you know, once I got burnt out on it, I started seeking out personal development. And during these personal development seminars, we would do these closed eye techniques. And, you know, that's what they called them, closed eye techniques. But really, it was hypnosis, it was meditation. And we were tapping into the power of our mind. And we were, learning how powerful we were. And I wanted to expose people to all of this amazing information. And I just started devouring all these books. I was reading all of the greats, Deepak Chopra, Shakti Gawain, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, you name it. And, you know, just getting as much information as I possibly can, could. And I just decided out of the blue one day that I wanted to create these recordings that people could listen to in the comfort of their own home, because it wasn't working to get people to like come to the seminar. Like, you know, it's kind of hard to explain like what goes on there. It was like, am I going to get brainwashed?
Right.
And, you know, so I put the power of my mind to the test and I said, you know, I'm going to do this. Even though back in 1999, no one was doing anything like this. People weren't, you know, selling digital products online. I mean, the internet barely just came out. So even giving somebody and buying something online.
Yeah. I don't think we had Google yet. Right. Like we were,
there was no Google, there was no Yahoo. Yeah. And, you know, so all the, I mean, there was Netscape, you know, but you know, it was very, innovative at the time. I mean, I wasn't the only one doing it, but it was kind of not, you know, it was not being done. And a lot of people challenged me, and said, oh, you know, are you sure you should do that? And anyway, this resulted in, you know, really facing a serious challenge with where I was a stockbroker. When I was getting my business license, the branch manager said he gave me an ultimatum. He found out what I was doing and he gave me an ultimatum and told me that I had 30 days to make a decision. He didn't fire me. Mm. He gave me, but I had already taken out a lease, you know, for office space. I already got a contract for Yellow Pages ads, which kind of dates me.
Right? Yeah.
I, you know, I had everything kind of, you know, all these expenses, no income coming in. And, you know, and so I took those 30 days just to prepare myself for the inevitable, which was to leave a six-figure job and make it happen and put the power of my mind to the test. And, you know, during that time, I learned a lot about myself. You know, I really learned about the fight or flight response and what happens when you are faced with the fear of not having an income. And so I did everything but continue to work on my mind for a little while. And I started actually kind of going downhill. I, you know, during that time that I was trying to build my business. And then one day it just kind of hit me after I went through a pretty traumatic, you know, year and a half of just nothing was working. And I just went through this horrible epiphany ultimately where, you know, it was an enlightening epiphany where I realized, you know what, I need to actually take the time and continue programming my mind. Because, and that's where I really learned that it's about your, you know, your thinking on a consistent basis. It's like, you don't just go to the gym and, you know, and work out for, you know, 6 weeks and get in, or 6 months and get in great shape. And then all of a sudden you can just start eating donuts and, you know, not doing the things you were doing to get you in that shape. You're eventually going to get out of shape again. And that's exactly the way the mind works. You know, so with law of attraction, you know, it's not just like this, you sit and you think, about manifesting something and it's a, you know, one and done thing. It is about reprogramming the mind and getting the mind to become a fertile ground so that your words have power. What you say has power. And so that's the, you know, That was back in 2001 when I really realized all of that. And I turned everything around. I became known online as somebody, you know, as a law of attraction guru and hypnosis, and ended up writing a book of, you know, a few years later. And, you know, people started like kind of realizing the power of their mind through my recordings and my speaking and my books and all the things, the podcast.
Right. Yeah. You've got like 400 episodes or something too. So you're all in on this podcast thing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Congratulations on that. It's a lot of work. I know.
It is.
Yeah. So, okay. So is it like, so when I told somebody I was doing the show, right, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a show on Law of Attraction. And basically their response was, isn't that just like self-confidence? Like, and just, you know, trying things and just doing it. And what do you say to those folks? Because I need to get back to this guy.
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting. I've never heard it put quite like that. You know, I believe that it's different than self-confidence. I think self-confidence is needed because, you know, that's like, you know, what you believe in is ultimately what creates your external reality. See, most people, this is the way I kind of like to think about law of attraction or explain it to people. Most people are operating based on their external reality dictating what is possible for them. So you take a look around and, you know, you see that you're, you know, in this job, or this is your life right now. This is the house you live in. This is the amount of money that you have in your bank account. This is the physical health that you're in. These are the kind of relationships that you always attract. These are the things you always do. And so that external reality ultimately kind of becomes, it informs your internal reality. And so people are, making decisions based on what they see out there. Mm-hmm. Law of attraction is about reversing that system. It's about taking your internal reality and making your internal reality your external reality. And so it actually requires a little bit more than confidence. It requires you getting very clear on what it is that you want, getting very focused on, you know, what it is that you want to create. What is your external reality very specifically going to be? And, you know, then taking, and, you know, we have this habit of thinking in very negative ways. For the most part, most of the thoughts that people have are, you know, based on, you know, what's going on in the world. And mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff that we hear is going on in the world, that we're fed by the news media that's going on in the world, you know, it's not
positive
that great.
News yeah. Doesn't get ratings. It's the negative stuff.
Exactly. So yeah. That's yeah. What we're focused on. And, mm-hmm. you know, but we can create our own news media by, you know, simply, observing. What am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? And asking the question constantly is like, what am I manifesting right now? Because I'm thinking like, oh, you know, I'm so tired, or, you know, and really just reversing all of these systems that are in place, that like your feelings are going to dictate your actions. And if you can, you know, think about like, well, why am I feeling frustrated? Why am I procrastinating? Why am I feeling stuck? Why am I having doubt? Why am I having fear? Well, those feelings are coming from, you know, a predominant way of thinking, your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so it's our job really to turn those thoughts around, and so that we can feel something different. And our vibe, you know, is very much also a part of it, because, you know, that's kind of where the, you know, a little bit of the woo-woo, the energy, you know, part of this takes place. But it's not as woo-woo if you really understand how this whole energy thing works.
Well, you know, I mean, here's my thing with law of attraction. Here's why I feel like it's a thing, and why I feel like when you really like focus on this, and when you really actually like, you know, visualize like what you want to manifest, it actually happens. So this is the silliest thing in the world though. But I feel like this is the best proof for me. Parking karma. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I say, you know what? I've got great parking karma. I always find a spot. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And guess what? I always find a spot. Like I have always like, it could be in the crowdest area, some festival going on or whatever. Oh, there's a spot. I go to Disneyland and find a spot in the free, you know what I mean? Wherever I go, I have great parking karma because I believe it. And other people have like witnessed it and tell me, oh, Russ has great parking karma. Like he can always find a spot. It's not me really finding the spot. It's like, it's just there because I've always believed it. It's the weirdest. I that's probably the an odd one for you to be like, oh, this is my example of it. But it totally happens.
I don't think so at all. And I think that that's a really good kind of baby step for people to take when, you know, it's like it's much easier to believe that you can find a parking spot than it is to believe that, you know, you can manifest $1 million or, you know, mm-hmm. something crazy like that. But, you know, so starting with little things like that, that just make your life a little easier. And, you know, there's so many different ways to explain how that happens. I mean, one, with the energy, I mean, ultimately, we're all connected. And, you know, so you might just have a sense of which lane to go down because of the fact that, you know, you're kind of dialed in and, mm-hmm. and to what's, you know, what's going on with, you know, because, you know, a lot of it will seem like luck, seem like, you know, you're never lucky when you get the right parking spot or people just kind of chalk it up to luck. But, you know, and then, you know, the other thing too, is just we filter out experiences based on our beliefs and based on, you know, like our expectations. And, you know, so you literally, I do believe that people might even pass up good parking spots because they have a filter set up in their mind that says, I never get good parking spots. So they're just, right. they're going to drive right on by it.
Yeah. Well, I think you like, this goes both ways, right? Like you can either generate something positive or you can generate something negative. If you've got that, like you're saying, like, oh, I never get a good parking spot. You're never going to get a good parking spot, right?
Exactly.
Like it goes both ways with this.
Exactly.
You're attracting either positivity or negativity by practicing the law of attraction. I'm saying practicing, like, how do you actually practice this? Like how, like, are you the positive thinking, visualization? Like, what are the steps in actually trying to get this to happen to you? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I love how you do phrase it as a practice, because that is what it is. It is practicing, and it is practicing sharpening the mind. It's practicing trusting your intuition to guide you, you know, it's practicing tuning in and getting very quiet and getting control over your thinking. I think honestly, that's where the biggest practice really comes into play with people, is because we're functioning all the time on autopilot. I mean, like everything we do is happening pretty much mm-hmm. under, you know, behind the scenes on autopilot. We're thinking the same thoughts that we thought, you know, yesterday, the day before, and pretty much, you know, since we were 6 years old. And, you know, and it's habitual. And so in order to change, in order to bring something new, some new energy, new experience, more positive experiences into your life, you're going to have to catch yourself. You're going to have to listen and hear the thoughts and be able to let go of the thoughts that aren't serving you in order to, you know, because it's really easy. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever go into meditation, but sometimes it's like you go into meditation, you go into like a silent, meditation. And, you know, the whole point of meditating, and this is one of the practices to help you to, you know, really clear your mind. The whole point is to focus on one object for an extended period of time. Now, you're going to focus on that one object for 5 seconds, and then you're going to think, when when is this going to be over? Right. Or when's dinner? Yeah. Or I've got a scratch, or I've got a da-da-da, right? Mm-hmm. And now, you know, the mind wants to continue thinking that thought. It wants to just keep going down that road until you finally just cave in and give in and say, you know what? I can't clear my mind. I can't sit still. I can't stop thinking. And I'm just going to get up and go do something else. And so if we allow ourselves just to cave into that, then, you know, that's showing you just how fragile the mind actually can be, because when we're going for our goals and our dreams and our desires, how good are we really at, you know, staying focused on what we want? Most of the time we're focused on what we don't want and why it's not working and how hard it is. And, you know, that I've been trying this for 30 days and nothing's manifested yet. And, you know, instead of, you know, saying that, and, you know, and I do the same thing. I mean, this is a life's work. Like, this isn't something that you're going to just, you know, you're just going to get better and better at it over time. The same way that you have to go to the gym and continue to, you know, work out. It's like life's work to keep yourself in shape, to keep your mind in shape, and to keep law of attraction working for you is about really keeping your mind, your emotions, in shape, taking risks, stepping through fear, having courage, being brave, you know, doing all of those things. I do the same thing myself sometimes, like with this app, you know, I'm like, you know, I'll see something on my admin panel, you know, that and I'll be like, oh my God, these guys are really screwing up the deal right now. Is that what I really want? Do I really want them to be screwing up the deal? No, I want them to be like amazing and powerful, and things are, you know, like things are getting done, and, you know, but it's my energy that's influencing, you know, this whole situation. Right. And, you know,
yeah, that's a great thing. So right before we started recording here, we were just chatting about you're building an app. Mm-hmm. We had that conversation and you said, oh, well, you know, there's delays and then, you know, we're expecting it out on this day and there's a delay and there's been, you know, delays and delays and delays. And then I said, well, you know, do you know when it's going to come out? I don't know. It's going to be delayed probably. But exactly. are you actually delaying it? Are you playing a part in that by making that happen?
You know, if I'm really honest with you and I take responsibility, and I do believe that, you know, like I do believe law of attraction is all about owning and accepting responsibility for all of the things. So absolutely, I am the one that's delaying it. And
I caution you. No.
I am not without fault. I am not without my own limiting beliefs, you know, because I've struggled with my own limiting beliefs where, you know, people are always letting me down, right? And it's hard. It's hard to let go
totally.
Of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I've been able to completely manifest, you know, amazing things because I've allowed myself that those beliefs are easier. Once I conquer this one, oh my God, like, watch out, world. But that is definitely one that I am still, you know,
totally.
It seeps through my conversations and I have not completely eradicated that one. So you called me out rightfully.
Yes.
Yes,
I did. Here, the real thing though is, see, I work for a company called Beeswax. I'm their marketing guy. If you would have done the project over there, it'd be done. It would be done. I'm telling you.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, one other thing that I've wondered about the law of attraction is, let's talk about how it impacts other people around you. Okay. If I'm saying my child's room is always dirty, is that actually making them also like be okay with it? Is this sort of like the law of attraction working onto somebody else and sort of playing that up? So they're like, oh, my room's always dirty, so it's always going to be dirty, so I'm never going to clean it.
So that sort of gets into this territory where, okay, number one, we don't have any control over other people. However, we can influence other people through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our behaviors, through our actions. And so could it have an impact? Absolutely. Because, you know, so much of communication, if you really want to, you know, get down to what are we communicating to our children who have the messy rooms? Well, we're communicating through our body language. We're communicating through our tone of voice. You know, we can have a tone of voice that they unconsciously pick up on that infuses doubt into them that you actually believe that they're going to clean their room. And so mm-hmm. you're saying it to them in a way that may not necessarily get through to them and may invite them to keep a messy room. Because you don't have the confidence that they're actually going to do it. You don't have mm-hmm. the belief that you're not speaking to them in a tone of voice that you believe that they're actually going to do it. So you could be encouraging behavior out of other people. It's the same thing that I do when I have these Monday, you know, conversations with my developers. You know, I am probably saying things without even realizing it.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. basically giving them doubt. That's basically making it okay for delays. And, mm-hmm. you know, and so there's something in me that is ultimately generating that.
Right. Right. Now I'm like, wow, I've got like 10 questions coming in my mind all at the same time here. But in thinking about it now, I went with the child. Because, you know, like, we don't have a choice. They're our kid, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, let's talk about outside relationships. So with, you know, either romantic or just, you know, friend relationship, whatever it is, the people that we're around, we're sort of like, what we're doing is we're pulling those types of people in.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
So in a way, we're controlling it because we're selecting who we're actually being around in those situations, right? So if we're not getting our needs met or fulfilled by those people, it's sort of like we sort of pull those people in, right?
Absolutely. Well, and I do believe, you know, a lot of our like childhood wounds and how we were treated as children, you know, really informs our mate selection. So, you know, we like expect to be disappointed. And, you know, and so, we pick people based on our self-worth, what we feel we deserve, and just what we expect. And our mind, again, sets up this filter that picks people based on what we think they're like. So whatever we believe people are like, you know, it's like all men are cheaters or all women are bitches or all, you know, da da da, excuse my French, you know, but, you know, when you repeat these things because you're hurt, you're frustrated, you've been let down over and over and over again, well, now that you've kind of created this program and that's all you're going to see. And so we have to go in and kind of go back and, you know, heal actually those wounds, and ultimately we'll be in a much better position through self-love, through being open to, seeing a different story, changing that story about you know, what's available, coming from more of a place of abundance, coming from more of a place of personal responsibility on, you know, well, you know, really kind of going back, well, I allowed this person to be in my life. I stayed with this person for, you know, X amount of time. And ultimately, once we can, you know, it really just kind of comes down to believing. What do you believe you're going to attract? If you believe that I attracted a great man, you know, I did it. And I, that was one thing that I did have to turn around. I had a pattern of not, you know, picking, you know, great men and, you know, but I made this list one day and I said, this is what I want. And I stuck to it and it wasn't showing up, but I stuck to it. And, you know, and it did take years, but I got everything on that list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it, you have to, also, you know, you've got to be patient. You know, you got to be patient. Yeah. Manifesting is not always, you know, it's like that's one of the things with The Secret is that it doesn't say it's an overnight process, but when you see the movie, everything's like poof, 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 yeah, right. You know, yeah, it seems magical. It seems like
they're setting the wrong expectations there. Cause this is like it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a waiting game and it's not a magic trick. You know, it's not something that like, oh, you know what? I want $1 million. And actually, you brought that up earlier, the $1 million. Like, I feel like there's a big problem there with just saying, oh, you know what? I want $1 million. Like, if that's your only focus, you're not doing this right. Correct? Like,
exactly. So
if let's say we wanted this to kind of get rid of those money woes or right. So that, you know, money was now abundant, you know, like money's not a problem. Like, what are they actually asking for? And what are they actually doing with the law of attraction to get there to that spot?
Well, I think that it really comes down to understanding what money is in the first place. Because so many people, you know, they have these ideas about, money, that it's, you know, that it's evil, that, you know, they have these negative beliefs that there's not enough money, that there's, you know, just all of these things. So we want to really just kind of understand it's just a means, it's just currency, it's just a means of exchanging energy is really what it comes down to. It's just energy. And when we think of it in terms of it's just energy, and then we also think of, well, why do we want the money? Like, what is it ultimately that we want this for? I mean, you don't want it just to roll around, you know, with millions of dollars, you know,
wallpaper, like, whatever. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, it's not, you know, so it's like, what is it actually that you want it for? And, you know, when you really get down to it, you know, people want security, they want to have fun, they want to be happy, they believe that whatever they're going to buy with the money is going to make them happy. And it, you know, honestly, the things that you buy with money, they may bring some temporary satisfaction, but it, you know, money in and of itself doesn't actually bring the happiness. The happiness, the way that you feel. So you really start with, what is it that I want this money for? You know, and you start there. Like, what are all the things? Make a list. You know, would you buy a house? Would you buy a car? Would you take vacations? You know, like, that's what you really want. Or would you start a foundation? Right. You know, mm-hmm. So you really get in touch with what is it that you actually need. And then when you have those things, how is that going to make you feel? And so then you have to reverse the process, because this whole thing about law of attraction is all about reversing the process. It's about taking your internal reality and making it your external reality. And that really starts with the feeling. So most people kind of walk around with this dull, you know, unexcited, you know, feeling, and there's something missing, there's something wrong. They're living from a place of scarcity that, you know, and they're hoarding the things that they do have. And so act, you know, when you get yourself into a place where you're actually feeling and acting as if you already had those things, you are going to reprogram the subconscious mind to get you doing the things that are actually going to cause that money, you know, to come to you. Or maybe it's not even the money. Maybe it's just that you win something. You could win it. You could end up in a, you know, meeting the right person that can set you up. Maybe you end up having a really, really great situation, you know, come to you, but you're like more sharp and available for that situation because you're feeling, you know, in the right vibe in order to see it and attract it. So that's essentially the way that you go about attracting money.
Yeah. I feel like just, you know, saying, oh, I want $1 million. Well, what is that going to do for you? Like you, thinking about the things that it could do for you. Like, you know what? I would love to own a new car, or I would love to have a boat, or, you know, whatever. Focus on maybe like, and then what is that boat going to give you? What is that new car going to give you? Like, what are, like, I feel like that's the way to go about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, just like think about more about what it's going to give to you instead of what it, you know, it's just $1 million. Like,
yeah. Well, it's kind of like, like right now, you know, like I want my app to be finished. I want, you know, to, I want to be a millionaire. Like, who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Right. But why do I want to be a millionaire? Well, because, you know, it makes me feel successful. It makes me feel accomplished. It makes me feel like I can make a bigger impact. Okay. So feel that now. Like, you know, what can you do to make yourself feel successful? What can you do to make yourself feel accomplished? And what can you do to, like, there's nothing stopping me from, just because I don't have this app, there's nothing stopping me from making an impact. I can get on social media every day. I can make videos. I can, you know, transform people through my life coaching. You know, there's so many other things. It's not, you know, and so people, that's one of the, you know, they have an attachment to things looking a certain way. But really, why we do anything is for the feeling. That's
right.
All we really want is the feeling. And the law of attraction is all about feeling it now, acting as if you have it now. And from that place, you will create whatever it is that you feel was missing.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned, or like in the beginning of the show, some of the pitfalls of this. So what are there any potential pitfalls, any problems that could happen by practicing this?
By really practicing it in the right way, there really aren't any pitfalls. But the pitfalls with law of attraction are the simple fact that our thoughts create, and our thoughts are always creating. And, you know, so if we're not careful with how we're thinking, you know, by law of attraction, like, you don't have to practice law of attraction really when it comes down to it. You're already attracted.
It's already happening. Yeah.
You know? And right. So that's the thing, is like, what we want to be practicing is focusing on and putting energy on and feeling about and acting toward the things that we do want rather than what we don't want. So it's just as easy. Well, I'm not even going to say it's just as easy. It's because neither are easy, but we have just as much of a chance of attracting things that we don't want as we do attracting things that we do want. So the pitfalls are simply that you could, you know, you could have an idea that you want to attract something, and start really focusing on it, but you're not saying the right things to yourself about it. And sometimes what happens is people get very attached to their goals? Well, when you're very attached and you're not coming from a place of detachment, you're coming from a place of fear. You're coming from a place of worry. You're coming from a place of, I don't really know if this is going to happen. You're coming from a place of anxiety, stress, all of that. So that's mm-hmm. the feeling that is generating right. your actions and what you're attracting to you. So that's the biggest pitfall, is getting too attached to what you want, because attachment is not being open to allowing and receiving what you really do want.
How would you measure this? Like, how would you know if you're on the right path? Like, if you're practicing this?
Ultimately, it just kind of comes down to, how are you feeling? And I think that that's also a big part of the practice, is really, it's self-awareness. In my book, I talk about the 8 manifesting conditions, and that's the practice. The 8 manifesting conditions are the practice, but then the 16 qualities, one of those being self-awareness, the 16 qualities have to do with all the things that you do as a person to raise your vibration, to become more magnetic, to become more attractive. And, you know, so the practicing self-awareness and improving your self-awareness is going to be key and crucial to knowing, what am I thinking? And mm-hmm. catching yourself sooner, because we all think negative thoughts. Those are never going to go away. The key is that you're going to catch yourself a little sooner and be able to let go of what you've been thinking about in order to start to think about what you do want. So that's the practice, and the, how you know you're on the right track is simply, that you're feeling better. You're feeling good. You're feeling positive. You're noticing, it's like, hey, you know, I feel grateful. I may not have everything that I want right now, but I feel grateful.
Right. This is going to sound like a joke, but it's not. I was looking at the time, and I was like, oh, we're getting close to the end of this interview, and I hope she segues into her book. And you did it.
There you go. See.
I was like, wow, this feels like it's a setup, but it's not. I was thinking that in my mind, and you actually, like, boom, book. So if somebody wanted to get your book, you've got a website, you've got a book, you also do some coaching. Where do people get more information from you?
You know, the main place might sound, it's just my website, victoriamgallagher.com. From there, you know, it's like, I've just got like links to everything, my app, my book, my courses, my coaching, my podcast, my YouTube, yeah, all nice. The things.
It's all right there.
It's Perfect. All right there.
Perfect. And I've listened to a couple episodes of the podcast, so it's a good one for everyone to check out. I'll make sure I link to all this stuff as well, so that if you're listening to this and you want to continue to learn more about the law of attraction, Victoria is a great resource for that. So be sure to go check out her website, check out her podcast, and get that book as well. Victoria, thank you so much for joining me today and helping me learn more about the law of attraction.
Yeah, I hope it was helpful. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show to help enlighten your audience. And thank you very much.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to Learning More. I encourage you, and thank you for rating this podcast and sharing it with your friends. As with any podcast that gives medical or legal opinion, the information is not meant to substitute professional advice. And I encourage you to consult a professional to discuss your exact needs. We've got so many more episodes. We're doing this every week. So please do subscribe. Check it out. I've got all kinds of cool stuff like this lined up. I'm making this season like the season of the stuff that I've wanted to do since the beginning, but I just didn't do. I'm doing it all. We've got some great topics coming up. But you know what? That doesn't mean that you can't suggest a topic. If you've got something that you would like to learn more about, let me know. Head over to the website. I might just make a full episode out of it. It's learningmorepodcast.com. Just fill out the form there. Let me know what you want to learn more about, and I will do it. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm Russ, and I look forward to learning more with you next time.